Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, 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 Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you all tonight. Welcome to Eagles in Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree with Prophet Slater Dupree. Welcome, welcome. We're excited about what God is doing tonight, and we just thank God for what he's about to do. Just for all who's on the air to hear tonight. The number is called. The number to call in tonight is 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into the queue box if you'd like to say something, ask for prayer. Or if you may be having a question, amen, it's all well. You know, once again, that number is 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into the question box, amen, the queue box. Well, so praise God. We're going to go forth in prayer, and we're going to start. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord God, for your atmosphere tonight to be charged with the anointing of God. We thank you, Lord God, for what we're about to encounter, what we're about to receive tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for even just blessing us, Lord God, to be able to come forth now in Jesus' name to experience your presence, Lord God, your love, your peace, your joy, happiness, everything, Lord, that you have for us tonight. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from you, Lord God, and we thank you for the opportunity that we have to be in your presence tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're awesome, God. You're a mighty God. And there is none like you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus for the anointing tonight. Stir up the gift that is within us in Jesus' name, Lord God. Let us be blessed by your presence, Lord God, that we shall be encountered by your love like never before. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God. Oh, move by your presence tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch us, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus in an awesome way. Touch us, Lord God, that our lives will be our life will be filled with your presence, Lord God, and it will show forth your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we want to live for you, Lord God. We want to do as unto you, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, we thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn with us to Philippians chapter 4. As I was preaching, we was having our Sunday service a little earlier tonight. God began to stumble on some different things and, you know, inspired my heart to go this way tonight. And I want to be obedient to the Spirit of God. I just know that there's a reason why God had me to shift and go this way. So, hey, Lord to God, I'm just a servant. Amen. I'm just going to follow the Spirit of the Lord and let him lead us where he wants to go. I pray the Lord that you'll be blessed tonight. Amen. As we go to Philippians chapter 4, we'll start at verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Following my brethren, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, those things which you both have learned, received, heard, seen me do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and the God of peace shall be with you. Glory to God. Tonight, I want to talk to you from the subject of the power of peace. The power of peace. The power of peace. If you want to ask anyone, what is peace? Well, the first thing they'll say, you know, peace is the absence of war. You know, that way all countries are cool with one another. It's a harmony going on. Okay, that's the world's mindset of peace, but what's the biblical, what's the spiritual mind behind the word peace, even the heart? Okay, let's look at this definition of what peace is. The meaning of peace in the English word, these conjures up a passive picture, one showing an absence of civil disturbance or hostilities or personality free from internal or external strife. I ain't fighting with one another. Biblical concept of peace is larger than that and rests heavily on the Hebrew word shalom, which means to be complete and to be sound. The verb conveys both a dynamic and a static meaning or whole, to live well. The noun makes nouns, but can be grouped into four categories. Okay, the word shalom means wholeness of life and body. In other words, still talking about peace, but Hebrew word. Okay, then we're talking about shalom also means as right relationship or harmony between two parties of people or people, often established by a covenant. Some of the covenant of peace, the peace between you and God. Covenant, we have a peace with God. We have a covenant with God. Amen. And it goes on and says, and related to Yahweh, the covenant was renewed and maintained with the peace offering. Okay, amen. You see the different biblical times. The scripture references are Numbers 25:12-13, Isaiah 54:10, Ezekiel 34:25-26. Peace offering. Shalom also means prosperity, success, fulfillment. References Leviticus 26:3-9. And shalom as victory, one or victory over one's enemies or absence of war. Amen. Victory over one's enemies or absence of war. It also means shalom also is used in both greetings and farewells. Some people say shalom, peace, when they first see you, and as well as when they're leaving, departing from you, do the same thing as well. Amen. It was meant to act as a blessing on the one in whom it was spoken. May your life be filled with health, prosperity, victory, peace. As an objective to express completeness and safety. In the New Testament, the Greek word irene is spelled E-I-R-E-N-E, is the word often translated by the word peace. Although there is some overlap in their meanings, the Hebrew word shalom is broader in its usage and, in fact, has greatly influenced the New Testament's use of irene. Okay, so anyway, God is a source of peace. God alone is the source of peace, for he is Yahweh Shalom. Judges 6, verse 24. The Lord came in sinful humankind, historically, first in the Jews, and then to the Gentiles, desiring to enter into a relationship with them. He established them a covenant of peace, which was sealed with his presence. Numbers 6:24-26. Participants were given perfect peace so long as they maintain a right relationship with the Lord. Isaiah 2 Thessalonians 3:16. So amen. We're gonna stop there with that. Just to give you an overview of what we're talking about, this peace. So here, let's look at the scriptures again. Verse 6 says, be careful for nothing. Be mindful. Don't be walking around here running around worried and so concerned. But in everything, by prayer, supplications, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God. This is a very powerful statement. It says the peace of God. This lets us know is a big difference from the peace that you may get from the world. Okay, you may think because you don't have any bills, or you may not have much bills, and you got some, you got money in the bank, you got a paycheck, and things are well, kids are well. Okay, that's a type of peace, and true, and that's not the only bit of peace, but it's also really, when we look at it from a world standpoint, that's a temporary peace. Because you could your refrigerator can go out today, and next thing you got to go out and buy another refrigerator. So now, debt that you didn't plan on having, that you didn't have a few minutes ago, now you have to accumulate another debt. So you could ruffle your feathers a little bit. There's money you didn't want to spend that you may have to spend. So if you're not careful, if you hinge everything, your peace on material things, you could get very disappointed quickly. That would be a temporary type of peace. But this peace that we have, that we're talking about here, for the peace from God, it has more vastness to it. Is definitely broader scope and deeper depths, and it definitely can keep you in that place a lot stronger than the temporary stuff that's external. This internal peace that we're talking about goes beyond what your situation looks like. Let me bring it right on there. This piece that we're talking about, see, the other piece goes by what it looks like. Okay, you and your neighbors get along, everything's going well, everything's well in the house from what you see. But, okay, something, one, two things can happen and change your whole world, because now you have bills that you didn't expect to happen. Okay, so now your piece is gone, if you go by basically the way it looks. But this piece that we're talking about is internal. This is a piece that we can't see with our natural eyes, but we see the manifestations of this piece through your life. Catch what I'm saying? We may not can see the peace by looking at you, but we see the manifestations of the peace of God on your life. See, the outward appearance is that we see a temporary condition of peace, peaceful, because everybody kind of getting along, but it could be a lot of tension going on underneath. Okay, a house full of people, they have five or six people in the house. It may seem like all great harmony, but you can have a lot of wars going on underneath each of the person, each and everyone's emotions. They could be having a hard time dealing with each other, but you may appear to be in peace. See, that's why we have to understand the external peace is not greater than the internal peace that God gives you. This internal peace that God gives you is much more powerful and can serve a greater purpose than what the external peace can bring. This eternal, the external peace is hinged on a temporary look. But this internal peace that we're talking about, it can carry you through your heaviest and deepest storms, even the darkest storms. You still have peace. You still hold them together. See, okay, glory to God, I'm ready to preach on that one, but I'm going to hold on to here. Okay, verse 7 says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding. See, this is where we start to see this internal peace that we're talking about. It carries a heavier weight than just the one that we're talking about on the outside. See, even though we can't see the peace that we're talking about on the internal part, but we see the manifestations of that peace. Why? Because when all hell breaks loose around you, you still got together. You're still calm. You're not losing your cool. You're not, all revved up, coming and falling apart. Like people say, some people just come undone. You're not coming undone, but you hold it together. But you understand it's not by your power, nor by your might, but by His Spirit, says the Lord. It is by God's Spirit working through you. But it's not you, but the one who's using you to be in that place of peace. And this is what the enemy desires to steal from you. His desire is to steal, kill, and destroy. See, when we talk about understanding really what that peace does, it makes a big difference in your life. The peace of God in your life makes a big difference, because you can't pray. You can't even rest. You can't even sleep good without peace. Look, a house is not a home without peace. Don't let it fool you. We have to have peace. It makes that much of a difference. So when we're talking about that peace of God, for real, that peace of God holds us together because it's like the glue that keeps us linked with Him. It helps us to walk this thing out, and when we begin to see the power of His peace, that when we see the power of His love working on our behalf. You know, so let me go to another one, another verse of Scripture. Romans 5, verse 1. There's several ones I want to get to, but I'm just going to take my time here. Amen. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. See, because we've been justified by our faith, you know, we've been aligned with God because of our faith, you know, because we accept the Lord as our Savior and we're in right fellowship with God. See, once again, that peace hinges on your right fellowship with God. This is why we cannot have a jacked up, okay, we can't have a broken relationship with God and really have peace. We need to make sure, that's why whenever our peace is not working where it needs to be, we have to go back and check our connection with God. Okay, where am I standing with God right now? Am I really where I think I am? Am I really connected with God like I thought I am? Or what I should be? You know, because sometimes we can think we're to a place we may not be there. Just because we don't see a whole bunch of things happening at the moment, but you know when it comes to His presence, you don't feel His presence or His sense of His presence like the way you normally was when you're connected, right? When you've been reading His word, being in His presence in prayer. My God. Thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. But we thank God for His presence. His presence is just that tangible presence in your life. It makes that kind of a difference to let you know that He's right there. And this is part of, this is part of the reason why we can walk in peace and live in peace, because we know He's there. Oof. The absence of God is going to be chaos. The absence of peace is going to be chaos. See, this is why we got to know where we're standing in Him. My God, I'm just trying to just stay focused here, because Lord have mercy. He's really, my God, His word is so awesome. He said, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So once again, we cannot really have true peace with God until we have a relationship with God. See, if you don't have a relationship with God, this is not doing, you know, you're not experiencing that true peace with God. You know, that's why it's very much true. The scripture says that, matter of fact, let's go to Isaiah 26 and 3. Let's go to Isaiah 26 and 3. Isaiah 26 and 3 says, Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he's trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord, your Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. See, let's look at that again. Verse 3 says, He will keep you in perfect peace. Not only peace, he says perfect peace. Wholeness. Perfect. Completion. You know, it's just perfect. He said, I will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. On me, on him. You know, amen. We keep our mind on the Lord, he will keep you in that perfect peace. This is where you can have a whole bunch of things come on throughout your day in life. And because you're in that place of peace, you're not rattled. You're not rattled or you're not discontent. You're not shaken. Something that happened to you. I remember a young man was telling me one time that about him, he said that he was driving his pickup truck, and all of a sudden he was driving through the light, and he saw this car coming. He was either driving through the light or something happened. Someone was coming to him. Somehow it was an accident about to happen, and he saw when things was happening, and he was able to maneuver out of his seat in enough time before the collision took place. And he said, God, you know, and he said, man, my God is sovereign. And I mean, I could see the peace on him. I could see the look in his eyes. He you could tell he was not rattled. He was just calm about it because he understood who was in control. See, when we talk about really walking in peace, we're not concerned, we're not anxious because we understand who is in control. This is why the enemy tries so hard to get you off your place in God and call. He's trying to steal your peace. If he can steal your peace from you, he can steal your joy, he can steal his comfort. He begin to go right down the list and knock things off because if he can get you out of that place of peace, once you, if, see, your peace is your divine security that everything's all right, that he got you where he wants you. But when, if you allow the enemy to steal your peace, now your security is gone. Like this, so here it is. I'm going to go to another scripture in a second, but we said, he says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusteth in thee. Not only he'll keep you in perfect peace before your mind stay on him, you being mindful of the Lord is in control, being mindful of him, but also for the fact that you trust him. If I can put my trust in God, that don't mean challenges won't come. That means when challenges come, I understand who has the final say. I don't care what man say. I don't care what the situation may say. I know that God has the final say. And if I'm trusting in God, I know everything is going to be all right, even if it doesn't look right right now. Even if it doesn't feel right right now, even if it doesn't sound right right now, matter of fact, even if it doesn't spell right, no matter what the senses might say, I just know within my knower. I know within me. I know within my heart of hearts. I know without a shadow of a doubt that my God is sovereign. My God is in control. He is my God of peace. He is the God of peace. And my God of peace will never let me down. Even though I may not have an answer for right now, even though I may not know what's going to happen tomorrow, I may not have a clue, but I know he's in control. And that within itself gives me peace with God. Hallelujah. If anyone desires to call in, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Glory to God. But so that peace just keeps me together. This knowing that it's not by my power nor by my might, but it's by his spirit. I'm trusting in him. See, as he gives me directives and he leads me to do what's next, I know my trust is in him. He will not let me down. He will not let me fall. Even though it may look or appear one way, but my trust is in God. Okay, let me go a little further. He says, because he trusts in thee, my trust, my hope is in God. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah, everlasting strength. So it's everlasting strength. That lets me know that my God will never get tired. My God is able to hold me up. He would never get weak, no slow. He would never get sleepy, no slumber. He would not get tired. He's always on the case. God will never run out of peace for you. God will never run thin with peace. See, as long as your trust is in the Lord, he's the one that's holding you up. He's the one that's holding you together. He's the one that is maintaining and sustaining you, regardless of what your situation may say. I don't care what people may say. I don't care what they may think. But as long as I have his peace and I know he's with me, that peace sustains me. That peace builds me up when I'm feeling down. That no matter, that peace keeps a smile on my face even when my situation is a big mess. I still can smile because I know why. My God is able. My God is, and he's the one who's able to keep me from falling. He's the one who's going to sustain me even when it doesn't look good right now. He is the God of peace. Glory to God. Let's move a little further. Amen. As we go back a little bit, let's go to Let's go to John chapter 14. So remember Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding. See, his peace passes all understanding. See, in other words, we're still going to go to Matthew chapter 14, or Matthew chapter 8, but we're going to touch this part here. But amen, he says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Other words, God's peace goes beyond all understanding, all your mind. His peace works if you understand or not. His peace works even if you don't understand how it's happening. His peace is not based off your understanding. His peace is not based off others' understanding. Matter of fact, his peace is not based off other people's opinion. God don't need permission to give you his peace. God don't need your permission or people's permission for his peace to sustain you. Shall keep you, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He will keep your heart. See, that's how some people are able to stay looking young longer. This is the advantage of knowing the Lord earlier in life. See, they wait until they get older and go through life, mostly life without Christ, then they come to God. They may have been able to live and do some things they want to do, but trust me, they're paying a price for it, because a lot of the preservation that the Lord gives you, you can enjoy a whole lot longer if you give your life a whole lot earlier. That's why it's a great thing when you can go into his presence, go to him early in life, and get to know him. I was blessed to be able to get saved at age 20. Thank the Lord. And still right now, almost 20 years later, I'm still walking with him. Praise God. You know, and I thank God for that time of knowing him, because he's preserved my life so well. You know, even though I'm about to cross over to another block of age, I should say, but it just feels good to know that he's kept me. I know people my age right now they look like what they've been through. But I thank God that I don't. You know, and so I thank God for his peace that kept me, you know, through those years. So praise God for that. Amen. As we go for it, amen. His mind and your mind. See, that's why some people lose their mind, because when the enemy steals their peace, they begin to lose it. You know, the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness, joy, peace in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom. That's what happens when you have the kingdom of God inside of you. You have peace available to you. Now, let me understand this. Every believer have the right and the ability to walk in this peace. Hear what I'm saying? When the Holy Ghost is coming, when you receive the Lord as your personal Savior, you also we all are equipped to walk in peace. Okay. Now, it is up to you to allow the peace to flow, because what happens is, if you was a worrier, if you worried a lot before you came to Christ, see, you have to be really careful, because you can go back into the mindset of the worrier, not the warrior, the worrier, and begin to do what you naturally remember what to do. It's very easy to go backwards when you remember how to get there. It takes more to retrain your mind, train your heart, train your life to do something different rather than going back to worrying. This is why we have to renew our mind to the Word of God, because you have to retrain yourself now, instead of worrying, to trust. My God. Instead of worrying, to really trust and depend on the Lord. To realize you've now given your life to him, and you're trusting him to sustain you and maintain you and keep you through life. See, it's very easy to go back to what you know is we're taking it back and worrying yourself, because you're trying to make it happen. But how many times we try to make it happen and fail? obviously it doesn't work too well. This is why we have to understand, you know, is in those times, we can't, don't go backwards, go forward in God. Trust the Lord. He has a final say. Like we said, if put your trust in Jehovah, trust him. He is the one who can maintain you and help you to go forward. He's the one whose his strength is everlasting. In other words, he's able to hold you up when everything else is coming down. He's able to keep you in perfect peace whose mind is staying in him, on him. You keep your mind on him and you trust him, he's going to keep you from falling. He's going to keep you from breaking out, going crazy in your mind. You stay in the place of peace a lot more. So talking about that power of peace, that's why it's so important as believers. We have the capacity to walk in peace, but we have to choose to. Okay? See, you have to control yourself. You have to you have to make up your mind and how to say, you know what? I trust Jesus. I'm going to just trust Jesus. I'm not going to try and do this myself in spite of how it looks, in spite of how it feels. I just choose to trust him. Yes, I know the deadline might say this date, but I'm going to trust him. Now, listen up. You do everything that you're supposed to do. That's another thing, too. Now, we want Jesus to work this thing out, of course. That means we have to walk line upon line, precept upon precept. You know, that means we have to walk this thing out. Whatever he said do, do it. When you have walked out your obedience, now he can do his part. Now, we can't do what he tells us to do and expect him to deliver us. We'll be disappointed if that's a mistake. And when it won't work out, we'll be like, well, Lord, you let me down. No, did you do everything he told you to do? Did you change in what your heart, you know, okay, this is another thing too. Did you change on what you believe in the midst of the battle? See, you say, Lord, I trust Jesus, but in the midst of it, Lord, I don't think you can do this. Did you speak against what you believe in God for? See, this is where the enemy is trying to get you to forfeit your peace. Wherever there's an absence of peace, there's going to be chaos. If you pull back on your peace, now you just allow chaos to come in. Now chaos can come up and cause you to just lose the whole thing. All right, let's go back in. Amen. Once again, if anyone have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, amen, the number is 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. Oh, glory to God. This is good tonight. Amen. So that peace will keep you. Now, and also, too, to help keep you in that place of peace, let me say this. As we go a little further, he said, fine, brethren, whatsoever things are true, and God's word is truth. God's word is truth. Whatsoever things are honest, God's word is honest. God's opinion about you, his thoughts towards you. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 29 and 11. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, but to give you an expected end. See, God's thoughts towards you are good. It's not evil. So that's why you always got to remember this. No matter what happens, nothing catches God by surprise. Repeat after me. Nothing catches God by surprise. Repeat after me. Nothing catches God by surprise, and neither should it catch you by surprise either. Amen. So if something happens, guess what? God knew it. So because God knew it, I'm going to trust in the one that knows it all. I can't trust in myself because I have a finite mind. He has an infinite mind. His mind goes way beyond what I can do, even imagine or think. So I'm going to trust him that he's going to help me and keep me as I go through this thing. My trust is in the one who's able to change it. See, we have to remember, put your trust in the one who's able to change the situation. Murmuring, complaining, crying and whining, talking to this person, that person, ain't going to change it. That's why I don't need a whole bunch of people, so-called pre-quote-unquote prayer warriors. You know, you talking to this person, that person. You don't need to involve a whole bunch of people because now you're inviting people's opinion. And God is not going to move based off people's opinion. God's going to move based off the word of God. Or he's not obligated to keep people's opinion. But he's only obligated to keep his word. That's why no matter what goes on, when it comes to, see, that's why when things are happening in life, it's always good to go back to His word. Whatever is true, His word is true. Get that word in you to keep your peace. Amen. Don't allow the enemy to steal your peace. In the absence of His word, it's God. It's going, in the absence of God's word, you're going to worry. You're going to fret. You're going to begin to come undone. All the negative stuff that you don't want to happen, in the absence of His word, that's what's going to happen. You have to get His word in your heart that you may not sin against Him. Word, hallelujah, Psalm 119. Have I kept in my heart that I may not sin against Thee? Amen. All right, amen. He said, "Fine, brother, whatsoever things are true, His word truth, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, His word is just, His ways are just. Whatsoever things are pure," amen, His presence is pure, His word is pure, His spirit is pure. "Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report." His word always a good report, His testimonies. Matter of fact, in those times, that's where it's good to hear some testimonies of the power of God, of what He has done, not only in your life, but also in other people's lives too. See, that's a good report. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11 and 3 says, 11 and 4 says, the elders, 11 and 2. "Without faith it is impossible to please God, for by the elders have received, the elders or the former elders have received a good report." I mean, let me go there. Amen. I don't want to. Amen. But to show you that, verse 2 says, "For by it the elders obtain a good report." It's a good report. When you talk about the people like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Jesus, all these former patriarchs who have trusted God and had peace with God, these men have walked in the presence of God for many years, and the peace of God kept them. Abraham going to a country he's never been to before, but listen, God spoke to him one time, said, "Abraham, get away from thy country and thy kindred. Go to a place I'm going to show you. I'm going to make you a blessing. I'm going to bless you. Curse him will curse you. Because of you, all the things of the earth shall be blessed." So God told Abraham that one time. And what did Abraham do? He left. He moved. He trusted God. He went on forth. He didn't need confirmation. But he knew God's voice. And this is why you need to know God's voice. Because when you know God's voice, look, let me tell you something. I don't care how many voices that you may know, God. I don't care who's saying what in your ear. But when you truly hear God's voice and you know God's voice, peace comes. Your heart begins to settle in the midst of all the crazy stuff that's going on around you. Because of His peace, your heart is settled now. All is well. Because you truly understand that God, you are in control. One word from God not only can change your life, but save your life. That's why we must know His voice. That's why having a relationship with God is essential. When we talk about walking in the peace of God, that's why, once again, it goes back to your connection with God. In order for you to have peace, you got to have a connection, a relationship with God. If there's no relating, there's no relationship with God. In order for us to really walk in the fullness of God, we need to have that relationship, that connection with God. So that connection brings about a peace from God. Well, it comes with God. With God comes peace. So you have to keep that peace intact by having your relationship with God intact as well. And this is why it's very important for us to make sure we have a tight walk with God. Don't allow anything or anyone to come between that. And so even while I'm saying my voices, certain times, certain things you're facing in life, you got to be careful who you're letting speaking in your ear. Some people can be so negative, they're so pessimistic. Okay, for instance, you can be believing God. You may have a loved one who may be fighting with cancer. They say, "Yeah, I had a family member who was there too." Okay, what happened to them? They died. I'm not trying. You can keep your testimony to yourself if that's the way it's going to go. I don't need to hear that. I'm believing God said, believe God, they're going to live. I don't need to hear testimonies of them not living. That's not a good report. That's a bad report. And besides, that person who you were associated with is not this one here. They could be dead. That person you're talking about could never even acknowledge God in their life. So, of course, they ain't got nothing to stand on. But this person I'm talking to, we're spirit, you know, she's spirit filled. You know, we're believing God along with them. They're speaking word confessions over their life. They're pumping the word of God in them daily. All these positive things to keep them living. I don't even think of it for it. Oh, my God. You know, that's why we have to be so careful when we're going through matter. Oh, Jesus, oh, my son, that will shot. Oh, God, when we're going through certain things, we're facing certain matters, certain challenges. Listen, if you're fighting, you're about to fight Goliath, you're about to face up to Goliath, you don't need to hear about what happened to the last three or four men who stepped up to Goliath. You don't need to hear that. If you're not saying anything good, keep your mouth closed. If people are not saying anything good, don't listen. You got to be careful what you're feeding your faith and your patience, you know, and what you're allowing and what you're taking in. Because see, all of these things are ingredients for either enhancing your faith or depleting your faith. And also too, in the process of depleting your patience, I mean your peace. See, all this stuff, because if you start hearing a bunch of negative when you're trying to stand on the positive, that's working against your peace, not trying to help your peace. See, we have to be careful. What are we feeding our faith or our peace when we're trying to maintain it? Are we feeding ourselves things, good news, good thoughts, things that's going to help us enhance it? Amen. So he said, what sort of things are pure? What sort of things are lovely? What sort of things are of a good report? We need to feed ourselves the good report things of the Lord. I'm saying that about some things that's going to bring a positive, not people bad experiences. You don't need the negative. You need to give us the positive stuff to feed on. That's going to be encouraging to my heart. That's going to cause me to hold on and hold out in spite of what the pain may say, in spite of what the doctor's report may say, in spite of what their screen may say. You know? If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. These are the things I need to keep in my mind. He said, I will keep him at perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. See, I'm thinking about those good reports. I'm thinking about those positive confessions. I'm thinking about the word of God, how he healed the man who was lowered down on the bed by his friends. Their faith tore off the roof of the house and began to lower him down to be healed. Jesus touched him, healed him. He took up his bed and walked. I mean, I'm thinking about even Lazarus being dead. Being dead, and Jesus called him by name. Lazarus, come forth. He rose up and lived. See, I got to feed myself the good report of God. Hallelujah. I don't need to hear the negative stuff that's working against my faith. I need to hear the stuff that's going to keep me ignited in my faith, that's going to keep me strong in my faith, that's going to help me keep my peace in God. See, we have to be mindful. What are we feeding ourselves? It's like you trying to do run track. You feed yourself a bunch of chips and donuts and all the stuff that's going to give you, really mess you up, get you a good quick high for a few seconds and bring you down a mad crash. You can't perform. Your peace cannot perform on junk food. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Your peace, your faith, cannot perform on junk food. If you're feeding yourself junk, you're about to crash. Your peace will crash. Your faith will crash. And now once you do that, now you're vulnerable for the... See, listen, think about it. Oh, God, let me go back. He says, verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, I get it, shall keep your hearts and minds. Peace of God should keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Now, so that lets me know, if it keeps my heart and my mind, what happens if it doesn't keep my heart and my mind? My heart can be all across the place. My mind is pretty much gone. It's not going the way that it should be going, because there's nothing keeping you In the absence of peace, there's nothing keeping your mind. In the absence of peace, there's nothing keeping your heart. In the absence of peace, nothing is keeping you. And now you open to anything that the enemy wants to bring to you. He's having suicidal thoughts, all kinds of thoughts about just give up and curse God and die. I mean, you people start talking all kind of crazy stuff around you. Next thing you know, you find yourself in a place of compromise. You find yourself in a place of vulnerability to where everything and anything is attacking you right now. That's why we have to protect our peace. There's power in our peace, see? Glory to God. So if there's anyone who have any questions or comments or anything at this point in time, amen, glory to God. The number to call is 347-945-5416, 347-45-5416. Press 1 to get in the cue box. My God, the time is more. Oh, my God, the time is gone so fast. My God. Okay. Oh, my God, this is good. This is good. Think on these things. Those things which you have both learned, see, okay, learned, received, and heard, and seen in me do, and the peace of God shall be with you. This is why also, too, we have to have some good, godly examples. See, don't hang around people who always worry, because you're going to become a first-class worrier. Hang around people who demonstrate the love of God, who demonstrate the faith of God. Hang around people who you see the imprint of God in their life. Hang around, deal with people who you see a positive, you hear a positive. Listen, let me say something. There's nothing like having some positive people around you to where you see some negative, they'll correct you. I know people say, oh, I love you to death. Don't say that. We're trying to keep you here. We love you to life. Oh, yeah. See, you don't want to see people who are going to sit right there and watch you, listen to you, speak a bunch of death in your life. I don't need you. That's wrong. I need some people who can help me keep it together. Help me be mindful, accountability. See, that also keeps peace, too, because where the enemy thinks he has a way of getting to you, now you have people who are watching your back for real, who's watching with you, covering you. And then as they begin to speak positive things in your life, who listen, by God, even that too, you got people of God who's preaching, who's speaking the word of God in your life. You will have perfect peace, amen? And now in that just situation, is going to work out for your good because God is in charge. I need people who speak life into me, not people speaking death. Man, look here, it don't look good for you. I don't think you can make it. You know what? I don't need to be hanging around with you. Cut that tie, amen, because you ain't a positive. You ain't not positive for me. I need people who's going to be speaking life. Because, see, and then, too, I need to be mindful to speak life into others as well. See, it's a two-way street. Speak life into you. Speak life into me. We speak life into each other. We keep each other sustained. We keep each other encouraged. As we continue going, we all keep our peace. And, because, see, now the enemy don't have anything to stand on. Because every time he brings something, I got your back. You got my back. So when the enemy brings something, we check, we bounce it up one another. Hold on, that don't sound right. And so now we begin to knock down all the distractions of the enemy, and now next thing you know, we keep each other straight. You don't need to sit there and somebody sit there watching you and listen to you. Oh, my God. They see a whole bunch of stuff. They're oh, my God. Speak out. A lot of times people are speaking to us to hear what we're going to say. They come to us because they trust our judgment. I don't know who they're speaking for tonight. But if God has sent people in your life who trust your judgment, then you be faithful on their judgment. You be faithful and you be reliable. Amen. Don't sit there and watch somebody go to hell. Or don't sit there and watch them go to, go put yourself in a bad situation. You help them, correct them, give them some life. Okay, hold up, brother. Let me tell you something. I'm not trying to tell you how to run your life, but I'm telling you, if you change your change, this thing can help you. You can begin to help yourself go in a much, much better way, much faster, more positive, more quicker. See, because we want to believe God, but at the same time, we got to make sure we're speaking God's talk. We believe in God, okay? You believe in for God to do something, but we also need to speak God's talk. We need to speak like God, too. We don't want to believe God, but we're speaking like the devil. That don't match. You're fighting against one another. You're fighting against yourself. Oh, my God. Amen. Oh, Jesus, time's gone. Okay. Thank you all for each and every one tonight. Amen. Once again, the number to call is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into the Q box. Father, we thank you right now for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for what you share with your people, Lord God, the power of peace. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that you shared, and we thank you for all that you want to share. We thank you, Lord God, for pouring out to us tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for blessing our hearts tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, for the power of peace as it's working with us and through us and for us in Jesus' name. Continue to take us through and continue to build us up, make us stronger in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you for your power, your presence, and working in our lives right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. If there's anyone right now who does not know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, amen. This is your opportunity. You want this peace that we're talking about? You need to receive him as Lord and Savior. If you have not received Lord as your Lord, as your Savior, tonight repeat after me, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for anything. Forgive me, I'm a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I surrender. I give up. I can't do it without you, Lord. Come into my life. Lord, be my Lord and my Savior. Sit on the throne of my heart. I acknowledge that Jesus was raised. He died for me on the cross. And on the third day, he rose with all power in his hands. He gave me the right back to the tree of life. Thank you, Lord. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior tonight. In Jesus' name, I am now saved. Thank you that my heart is now in position to righteousness. In Jesus' name, thank you for your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. For those who have fallen away, Lord, forgive me for going astray in my faith. Lord, bring me back to right fellowship with you. I surrender all. I can't do without you. Thank you for helping me to come back to the right fellowship with you, Lord. I receive you as my Lord and Savior again. Thank you for 1 John 1:9. For those who you are faithful and just, to forgive me of my sin and bring me back and cause me to be righteous. So, Father, we thank you right now for washing me up, cleansing me in Jesus' name, making me whole once again. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Your Son, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we thank the Lord for each and every one tonight. We pray that you were blessed by the word. I was blessed, my God. Oh, Jesus, I'm telling you, my God, it was awesome. So God bless you. Welcome to join us, Eagles Wings International Ministries, Church of Wisdom Without Walls. The number is 843-619-0410 on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Sundays at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, as well as 8 o'clock Saturday mornings. Join us. I'm Apostle Marcus Supreme. Look me up on Facebook, and I'll be glad to accept you as a friend. And, amen, we can go from there. Let's grow together in the Word of God. God bless you all. You have a good night. Amen.
That I make each day to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. Flesh is a weak thing that has little restraint. I'm liable to draw faint, but in the Lord my strength is regained. And at the cross, all sins are lost, and I claim the victory as I shout and praise my God. I repent, I turn away.
I
no longer does sin have its hold on me through your precious amazing grace. And yes, it's a choice that I make each day to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn. I'm with the Lord, I am His own. I do not battle this fight alone. I draw up strength when I bow down at His throne. Turn away, no longer does sin have its hold on me through your precious amazing grace. And yes, it's a choice that I make each day to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I repent of my sin and turn away.